Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The Sensemaker.
Hi, I'm Nimmo, and this is Sensemaker from tortoisemedia.com. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, Netflix's plans for a Roald Dahl cinematic universe.
It's terrifically demanding, you know. What do I write? Four and a half hours a day. So a quarter of my waking hours, I am completely immersed in a dotty world of fantasy. And you come out, you know, in a kind of moony state.
If you don't recognise his voice, you'll certainly recognise the dotty world of fantasy he created. That was author Roald Dahl speaking in 1983, 7 years before his death. From the delights of Willy Wonka's chocolate factory to the magic powers of Matilda, his stories are beloved. 300 million copies of his books have been sold worldwide. And now they'll be coming to a big screen near you, or perhaps more accurately, to your laptop screen. The streaming giant Netflix announced this week that they've acquired the Roald Dahl Story Company, and with it, the rights to his stories. But is this the story of a big friendly giant or a greedy Augustus Gloop? I'm looking at Netflix's announcement on Twitter that they're acquiring the Roald Dahl stories. There's a Willy Wonka chocolate bar which slowly unwraps, revealing a golden ticket with Netflix's logo across it. On the other side of the ticket is one of the iconic lines from James and the Giant Peach. There is no knowing what we shall see. They've announced an event series based on the world of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, directed by Taika Waititi, and a live-action feature film adaptation of Matilda to be released in 2022. The Roald Dahl estate includes 49 books, which means endless possibilities for Netflix, who've transformed from a streaming platform to a major producer in their own right. At the recent Emmys, they won 44 awards for their own shows, with The Crown and Queen's Gambit pulling 11 awards apiece.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Netflix knows they've bought the golden ticket with numerous stories and character spin-offs and series. Now, there's going to be competition, of course. There are already other films currently in the works with Warner Bros. After the semi-success of the live-action Witches adaptation last year. But there's one word in Netflix's announcement that really shows the company's goals. Universe. Cinematic universe is the way to describe a fantasy world that crosses film and TV with a similar stylistic feel and characters. It's a lesson learned from the success of Disney's Marvel Cinematic Universe and its seemingly endless content, merchandise, theme park rides, and more.
I love being with people. It's the most incredible thing in the world.
What are you doing? Oh, this is nice.
That world may change and evolve, but the one thing that will never change, we're all part of one big family.
All of those 25 Marvel films are now available on Disney's own streaming platform, Disney Plus. It's a new, innovative business model that has Disney as producer and distributor, earning $4.3 billion in total streaming revenue last year, which is 57% more than in 2019. Netflix now has over 200 million global subscribers, and that number continues to grow. In fact, thanks to the pandemic, they added more subscribers in the first half of 2020 than in the entirety of 2019. Their revenue matches their growth too, with revenue up 19% to $7.3 billion in the second quarter of 2021. Although it hasn't officially been announced, people close to the deal between the two companies have reported it was upwards of £500 million. The Roald Dahl Story Company, which is run by Dahl's grandson, have said that a significant part of the Netflix sale proceeds will be used to establish a charitable trust which focuses on children's health and anti-racism. So perhaps there are golden tickets all around here. The acquisition is a clear sign. The streaming platforms are in the movie-making game, and for them, the glass elevator is rising faster and faster. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. Our promise to you is to make sense of the world through one story every day. If you enjoyed today's episode, why not give us a follow so you don't miss any of our other stories? Today's story was written by Phoebe Davis and produced by Imi Harper.
The Sensemaker.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.